The title of this mini podcast is How Does That Work? Have you ever asked yourself, how does that work? Me too, but not that often. A little backstory on me. My dad built things from kitchen cabinets to skyscrapers. He found out how things worked and took that knowledge and created incredible results. Me, not so much. If someone who knows me sees me with a tool, they run in the opposite direction. So what did my dad have that I lacked? He possessed curiosity. He was genuinely curious about how things worked. For most of my life, I was happy knowing something existed that I could use to my advantage, but frankly, I didn't care how it worked. I was just glad it did. Then I noticed something. Seems people who are curious get things done. They have a pioneering spirit that takes them from a question mark to a completed project. Me? I picked up the phone or jumped online to find someone who could fix it or build it. But curiosity has more advantages than just building or fixing stuff. For example, people who get curious about how to get out of self-imposed fixes have more successes than folks who play the helpless card. The person who solves their own problems versus those that don't have abundantly more curiosity. We're born naturally curious, but can get conditioned away from it by having things done for us under the guise of convenience, which has our curiosity atrophy. The good news is, curiosity can be cultivated and grow back into our life. We just have to abandon the idea that we're helpless and start wondering again. Wonder how you can do what needs to be done, and you'll activate the part of you that knows everything under the sun. If you put more wonder in your life, you won't wander around in a fog, and finding solutions will be less of a slog when you find yourself knee-deep in a bog. Want solutions? Get curious. All the best, John.